Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian. This is a lot of fun. We're here. It is Tuesday. Of course, I'm joined by, hey, Rich is back.
I'm back. What's up, everybody? I'm here.
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Getting pumped for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's good.
Grand Slam.
We're in my neck of the woods.
Guys, should we tell them what we're going to do?
Yeah, let's tell them.
If you're in the area and you want to hang out a little bit ahead of time, we're going to be at the Ebbs Brewing, the brewery, right by Citi Field, starting at 4 o'clock. We're not going to buy you drinks. You're going to buy us drinks.
Yeah.
And by drinks, I mean waters for me and Pinot Grigios for me.
Sauvignon Blancs, I prefer.
Sauvignon Blancs for Andrew.
Do they have a Sauvignon Blanc there?
I'm sure they have a wine.
I like a nice fruity wine.
I'm sure they have.
Nice, crisp, fruity wine.
I honestly want to say that I think they have a Riesling.
They have a Riesling. But is it a dry Riesling or is it like a sweet one? A wet Riesling?
A wet Riesling. We'll be at Ebb's Brewery tomorrow by Citi Field starting at 4 o'clock. If you want to come by and hang out, That's cool. You know, we did a little meetup before the last AEW show at Press 195 on Bayside. That was fun. But this is a little more convenient for everybody because it's right off the LARRR, right off the 7 train, and right off the highway if you are driving in. So we hope to see you there, guys.
Yeah. When you see Robert Rowe, our financier, you need to go up to him and say, hey, aren't you New York City financier Robert Rowe?
And he won't know what you're talking about. I think that's the best part about that joke.
That he has no idea about that joke?
He'll come up to us and be like, why is everybody calling me your financier?
He does say that he's my parole officer on Twitter.
That's pretty funny.
Retired now, probation officer.
I do like that. Will Time Cock, Max Cock. All right, stop bringing the in the weeds jokes to the
Rich
show, Joel
not,
Pearl.
Rich does not like this sharing me.
I'm anti-sharing Andrew. I'm anti-Garrett Gonzalez. I'm anti-Joe Pearl.
Rich is so against sharing me. Mm. He likes these people individually, but not with me involved.
That's a stretch.
Guys, this show's all about professional wrestling and everything happening this week. A lot of big stories to talk about. Monday Night Raw last night, big surprise, title change. IC title change.
Very cool. What a moment. 14 years since this guy won a belt.
Who? Jey Uso?
Yeah.
Not 14 years.
14 years, dude. 14 years since he's got a single
belt. Oh, a singles belt.
Singles belt.
Okay, great. Do you know him? Him and Rikishi are the only father and son to hold that IC title?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a very interesting factoid.
Yeah, interesting, right?
Do you think Rikishi's going to come and save the day by dancing everybody?
Yo, that Rich broke down on Mat Men on Saturday. We did a Saturday morning show. He broke down the greatest way to end the Bloodline feud, and it's everybody's in the ring, and here comes Rikishi, and the music starts playing.
Do, 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 do,
whatever the hell it is.
Sunglasses just
sunglasses,
appear.
Sunglasses, and they all put on the sunglasses and dance, and that's how you end the Bloodline feud.
Doing this shit.
The Rock, he's so stiff, he can't move like that.
The Rock just spins. They just spin him around. They put him in a hand truck like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, my God.
That's how stiff. That's the next evolution of The Rock, by the way.
What?
Him getting wheeled to the ring in a
hand
truck.
Like Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah, like a golem. Dude, just like
I would love
so
that.
Big.
I would love that. Just make him into a monster. He just gets bigger and bigger. Where do you want to start?
Where do you want to start? Do you want to talk about Raw from last night? Do you want to talk about Grand Slam? Grand Slam's tomorrow. That's kind of a big deal. Do you want to talk about WBD? Do you want to talk about the Vince statement?
You know
on...
what? Let's skim through Raw because there's so many other people that do a better show review than us.
Yeah, we're just literally giving you what happened. I thought it was a fun show.
It was a fun show.
It was a good show.
Guess how many hours it was?
3 hours, right?
Two.
It was two. Was it two hours?
It was 2 hours.
Was it?
It was three?
No, it was three.
Well, I fast forwarded, so I'm sorry.
It was 2 hours for me.
Yeah, it was. My apologies.
It was a 3-hour show.
Yeah,
it was a long show. It was good. It was fun.
When are they going 2 hours?
End of September
next month. I thought it was 2 hours.
End of October, sorry.
But you know what it was? I was like 40 minutes behind.
Okay.
So I did one of those.
You saw it at 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a little after 9, actually.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
If you just, you know,
skip through all the nonsense.
Yeah, skip the commercials and then you're caught up. I do love how Dominic is really going for that Eddie Guerrero look and attitude. He's very good. Showed up in the lowrider. What I thought was interesting is him and Liv show up in the lowrider and they're backstage. They did that tracking shot that they've been using lately where you follow the superstar into Gorilla. But right at the entrance, this is the one weird thing that caught my eye. There was a merch booth.
Okay.
Right where the gate is when he pulls the car up. And I'm like, there's no way there's a merch booth there. Right by Gorilla? They're not letting fans that close to
Nobody's going there.
And that's the one that Braun Strowman and Bronson Reed crashed through.
I'm sorry I got distracted. Look who's in the chat room.
Who's this? Oh, Issa's back. Issa, are you here or are you elsewhere? I would like to know.
Yeah, she's terrorizing me.
We haven't seen her
in
a while.
Do you know that? She terrorizes me.
She's
a terrorist. in my life. I will accuse her. She's a terrorist.
Don't say that.
To me.
Don't say that. The government, if you're listening.
Is she on her island? Is she on the island or is she on the mainland?
Yeah, she's in Plainview.
She's in Plainview, Long Island? You know, they opened up a press in Plainview.
Yes.
I told them, I said, you guys have to link up with MJF.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do some sort of sponsorship.
I'd like to go visit that location.
It's nice. It's big.
Yeah? Did you go?
No, I haven't gone, but I saw all the photos.
Saw pictures.
I saw pictures.
I heard about it. So what do you think? What do you think of this? What do you think of this whole thing with Dominic, Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley? Rhea Ripley announces that she's cleared to wrestle at Bad Blood.
Great. I'm looking forward to that. I love the long-term storyline here.
Yeah.
The Dominic Rhea stuff started how many years ago? It was that Thanksgiving segment, right? That they filmed.
God,
it was like guerrilla videography. They followed them and then the police came and they got kicked out of Thanksgiving. And I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
They've done a really good job. I think Liv is doing good. I'm really into Rhea. My kids love Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah.
They effing love him. And they don't understand why he's a bad guy.
He's very kid friendly, yeah.
Like, he's very kid friendly, and he was so sweet to them when they met. Like, when they met him, like, they just adore this guy. And I'm like, no, he's a heinous villain. And they're like, not to me. And I'm like, you know what?
I love him, Dad.
I'm like, you know what? I felt like that about Mr. Perfect.
Okay, yeah.
I loved him, and he was a heel. Like,
how could you not, though?
How could you not? He's perfect.
Guy caught his own football.
Dude, he caught his own guy. He hit a home run.
That guy caught his own football, bro.
They freaking love him, and that's what it's about, right? You're creating talent that is resonating with a younger generation that'll continue this.
Well, add a little extra to there. You're creating young talent that
young
is resonating
talent,
with the young generation.
Young talent.
Because Dominic's going to be around for a while.
You know, one of the first thoughts, like in wrestling maturity, right? Like, I'm in my early 20s, right? 2004. Randy Orton is like the hot commodity.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Legend killer.
And it was the first time I really thought, I'm like, oh, you know, like the Bret Harts, the Steve Austins, the Rocks, Undertaker, those guys are going to be gone in a couple years.
Right.
Some are not. Some are still here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, how those guys were so beyond larger than life.
Yeah.
Right? Those are characters that are instrumental in that company.
Absolutely.
Could they do it again? I always think that. Like, I've always thought that. I'm like, how are they going to do this? Like, the talent pool. Like, how are they going to keep me interested in talent? Like, me. Talking about.
Yeah.
You know what? They've done a great job. And it just shows you, like, there's so much effort that's put into this. Dominic is built for this. Like, he's connecting with a whole new audience.
They've done a fantastic job, I think, with especially their main event. And, like, to get interest and just to really hyper activate that sense of there's something for everyone. And it doesn't feel like it's phoned in as much as it used to be. Because I feel like when you watch Raw a couple of years ago, you were like, what are they doing? You know, like, not so much of like a, from a booking standpoint, but from like, this is nonsense. Like, this doesn't, who's this doing it for?
You know, I 100%.
That kind of thing.
But you know, who's it doing for, prior to Hunter taking over?
Yeah.
It was catering to what Vince McMahon thinks a younger generation would be into.
Yeah.
Like, you got to think about, what did he grow up watching?
Yeah, That's true.
Man was born in 46, 47.
Something like that.
40,
yeah.
Whatever. In Vaudeville. The '60s, he was an adult.
Yeah. That's wild, isn't it?
Right? In the '60s, he was a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he grow up watching in the 1950s on television?
Right. A lot of slapstick.
A lot of slapstick.
Sid Caesar. I do wish wrestling was like Sid Caesar.
Scott Lopez has a question here.
Sure.
$20. Do we answer it now or save it for the AEW segment?
Do you want to do the... Because this show is a little bit different. Do you want to just do the supers as they come in?
Let's do the supers as they come in.
We had one, though, from Glassdoor Gamer first.
Okay, let's go to that one.
Glassdoor Gamer, does TK hire more creative people with the TV deal? Being the challenger brand, you can't coast on TV shows. I feel they do it too often.
Does TK hire more creative people for the TV deal? I think he has been throughout the year. We know that he hired Jen. Will Washington is very involved with Tony in creative. And I got to tell you, you know... listen, I'm a little biased towards Will, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I like the guy, but he's never written television before. Mm-hmm. And what he has written has been pretty good.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
So I think Tony has some good people around him. We need more consistency. I think they need to figure out what the audience really likes. Like, I hate those pre-recorded Mercedes video packages.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't look great for me. But I do like a lot of other things that they're doing.
Sure.
So just minor tweaks to see what works.
Yeah, I think time will tell. Do they need an experienced TV writer? But that could also mean a million different things. You know, like, do you hire a writer who's available, who has worked on a, let's say, award-winning streaming show, or do you hire a guy who has a credit on, like, TMZ? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. I know, like, what you mean.
There's so many levels to it.
If you're going to hire a writer, you have to hire a competent writer. You can't just hire random people that have an agenda to fill.
Is the day of the writing packet over?
I think so.
Where you just hands it, like, hey, this is my packet. These are 20 pages. This is what I would do.
You know what? I don't think so. Like, I honestly think, like, if I'm in that creative position, someone handed me a packet and was like, listen, I wrote out like 6 months.
Yeah.
Take a look at this. I would be an asshole not to look.
Right.
It's a detriment to me.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if you suck at writing, obviously that's your problem, not mine, but why would I miss a good opportunity?
Exactly.
You want to do Scott Lopez's question and we go back into it?
Yeah. Scott Lopez, you have 5 minutes with TK.
Yeah.
What are you telling him to help improve? You have 5 minutes with TK. What are you telling him to help improve the many things that need improvement in AEW? I, for one, feel he needs to delegate booking duties per title with TK having final say.
See, I wouldn't even talk to him about booking. Like, I don't think the booking is the problem. I think it's branding, marketing.
I think it's marketing. Marketing is big.
It is all of it. It's an overall encompassing issue for that company. The writing is not, like, I don't watch that show and think, well, this is a bad show.
Right, exactly.
It's rare. Like, I really don't feel that way. You know, Monday Night Raw has been really, you know, the last year they've turned it around, obviously, right? But they still have those problems because it's been 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown as a whole has been pretty good, right? It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't have fundamental problems with those things. There's certain things that don't appeal to me anymore because I'm 40 and not 20 and not 10 and not 15. So I'm able to see beyond my point of view with creative stuff. I love The Office. Rich hates it.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
Can't stand it.
It's garbage. I hate How I Met Your Mother, too.
He hates How I Met Your Mother.
Hate Friends, sorry.
And you hate Friends.
It's my taste.
It's his
the
taste.
Best taste, but it's, you know, it's my taste.
I'm not going to sit there and talk to Tony about booking because I've never booked or written a story.
Exactly.
But you know what I do have experience with?
Marketing.
Marketing and business and public relations
numbers.
And growth. Branding, communications,
numbers,
analytics. Like, that's what I would talk to him about. I would talk to him about, you know, getting them just a lot, actually. I would talk. I recently had a conversation with somebody that is there adjacent.
Okay.
And I just unloaded. I was like, dude, why aren't you guys doing this? Why aren't you guys doing that?
Yeah.
You're in the New York market. It's the easiest market to sell.
Right, yeah.
It's the hardest, but it's the easiest because there's people around that want to do something. You got 9 million people here.
Right.
You're telling me you can't get 10,000 people in that building in Queens?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, that first year when they did it, man, all those billboards were everywhere.
Shen Yun, right? That the play.
Them shits is everywhere.
Okay. They sell out Queens College every week.
Yeah.
I mean.
But again, who knows what's going on there?
Who knows what's going on there? Shen Yun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's.
I heard they're after you. I heard they're trying to kidnap
Shen Yun
you.
Is trying to kidnap me. A lot of people are trying to kidnap me recently. This is a new thing. I don't know what the hell happened.
You're very kidnappable.
I get very frightened too.
You're light as a feather. You're very skittish.
You know, they put that bag over my head. I just jump in their hands. Yeah, I'm like, oh, take me.
You're like a deer in headlights. You just don't know what to do.
I can't speak on booking, but I will say that their biggest problem to me is the overall structure of how they're marketing, their aggressiveness with this, their aggressiveness with a lot of the communications aspect. Of having a global brand.
Yeah.
You need to act like a global brand if you are one, which they are. So I think they're, and listen, they're making those changes. They're adding more, but that's where I would go.
I would say, you know, like, I would personally just say, like, tighter booking.
Tighter booking, sure.
Tighter booking.
Because I don't have a solution for that.
Tighter booking, and also, like, I feel like, I don't know if this is talking out of my lane here, but I want that, like, spirit of competition.
With the talent?
With the talent, yeah. Where it's like, take Hangman and Swerve, for example.
Tremendous.
Arguably the best storyline in the company right now.
Yeah.
Right? I would personally love the guys in the back to be like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, this is what I'm doing with this guy. Here's my pitch, et cetera, et cetera. Or, you know what I mean? Like, something like that. Where you have built-in stuff like Danielson and McGinnis. We're like, you don't have to do anything.
You have a 15-year story.
You don't have to do anything with that.
I will say, if we're talking creative, and I want to get back to WWE because this was a fantastic question, Scott. Great, great question.
Yeah.
I will say, I would like a little more with that, with the McGinnis stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, it's been all tongue-in-cheek, right? It's been all tongue-in-cheek for over a year.
Yeah.
I watched these men wrestle
right.
20 years ago or whatever it was, 15 years ago, 17 16, years ago.
16, I think,
16 years ago. I've seen it. I know the story because I am a P1 viewer. I am obsessively consuming professional wrestling for the majority of my life.
Yes.
So I have a very different perspective. But if I'm a casual, I don't know the story between these two.
Yeah.
I need it force fed. You know what I mean? Like, and that is what WWE does. And a lot of people criticize it, but there's a reason for that force feeding of constant reminders that these two hate each other. They have done it. I don't think it was enough.
I'll agree with that. I think it needs to be a little more. I'll give you a good example of that. You hit the nail on the head. So our buddy Alex is coming to the show with us tomorrow.
Hey, can I share something with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sweet. Is that a bone?
It's a bone.
Nice.
Can I share something else with you?
Is this what you're also injecting into your body?
Here.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Thank you. It's the good stuff?
The good stuff.
Wow. I put it right here, right?
Yeah, right in the piece of deal.
In the whoop whoop area. So our friend Alex is coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today I have to send him Danielson McGinnis highlights.
Because he doesn't know.
And I also think he would appreciate the fact that these guys have had such separate stories and they are two of the best wrestlers that ever lived.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to give Robert Rowe, New York City financier. I'm going to see him today. I'm going to give him a crash course.
You're
going
to give him one of these?
I think
you should walk up to him and just...
Just hit him?
Yeah, jam him, dude.
Yeah.
See what happens. You think he'll get like real jacked like the Hulk?
he gets very upset with needles and turns purple.
All right. Back to WWE.
Yeah.
Guys, if you want to keep those Super Chats coming, we're going to do something a little different on this show, which is we'll answer them as they come instead of saving them for the end of the show. Sami Zayn defeated Ludwig Kaiser.
Okay.
With a haluva kick. You know, honestly, man, I want Sammy with that belt.
The world?
Yeah. The world.
The worm?
The worm.
Worm title? I like him, man. He's great. I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Captivating character.
Very captivating.
Kofi met with Xavier.
Uh-huh.
This is very interesting.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. You have them. They had a very long match at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dragon Lee defeated Carlito. Big tag team match here. I'm really liking this Braun Strowman, Bronson Reed stuff.
You like it, huh?
I really do like it.
I like that they're building him as a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Bronson Reed is being built like a monster, which he should be.
So, do you have the notes in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
Can you please read? Go to the top of the Raw.
No, don't change it.
Can top you of Raw. Go to the top okay. of the Raw.
Okay.
And read the third line.
They would arrive, that one?
Oh, right underneath that. This is about Braun Strowman
when
and
they
Bronson
enter the
Reed.
Building. When they enter the building. By the way, I have not read this, so I don't know what this says, so I'm going to read it. Okay, when they enter the building, Braun Strowman and Bronson Reed are brown again.
Perfect. So perfect. So perfect. I love it. Methuselah strikes again. So good.
Why is that so funny to us?
It's the funniest. I don't know why. It's like a little... They are brawling. There's an inference there, but I just like
that's
that.
What my kids say after I'm tanning.
They're browning.
He's browning again.
That's is that what they call it? They say
the browning. The great browning. I put on my Speedo on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I put on this yellow and floral Speedo.
Uh-huh.
And I kept doing the pec dance. Mm-hmm. And my children go, why do you have that? Why do you have your mom's underwear on? First of all, I'm like, it's a Speedo.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's very European, kid.
It's very European. And I took the pizza peel and I used it to tan.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Go inside and watch me through the window. This is how a man tans.
Listen, put this on TikTok.
This is how a man tans.
All right, let's go back to this. Dragon Lee with Rey Mysterio, Zelina Vega, Cruz del Toro, and Joaquin Wilde. I want to say Joaquin Phoenix every time I see that name.
Yeah,
I would love to see Joaquin Phoenix in a match.
Did you get that that Joker sponsorship that we've been looking for the new movie?
Did you see the Rotten Tomatoes rating?
No.
It's a 73.
I don't care.
They gave the previous one a 60-something.
Yeah, I don't care about reviews. I want to go see it.
I like the first movie.
Yeah. You know, Ayaz Akhtar.
Formerly of CNET.
Formerly of CNET. Friend. I don't know if he's a friend of this show.
He's a friend of a show.
He's a friend of the other show.
Yeah.
I don't think he's seen this show yet. Ayaz hit me with the best review of that first Joker movie. If you've never seen a Scorsese...
I feel like doing this every single day walking in Midtown, because that's how I feel.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you've never seen a Scorsese flick, you're going to love this movie.
That's actually fantastic.
Perfect one-liner
review. You know
what?
That's why he's a smart
movie.
Man. He was a lawyer.
Smart guy. Was he?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
He was an attorney. Wow. I think he still is.
Do you like,
once a lawyer, always a lawyer?
Like Benicio del Toro's character in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, so we had that big tag match. Very fun. Braun Strowman, Bronson Reed, they're going at it. I'm really enjoying these guys feuding. Good bigs being bigs on each other.
I like good bigs being big on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meat.
Destroying the Miz. Last man standing match between them. Who do you think should take it?
See, I think Braun Strowman's going to take it, but I want it to be Bronson Reed.
Give it to Bronson Reed.
I don't know, man. The choo-choo shit ruined him for me.
Sure. Yeah. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
In our segment that we...
Can I tell you what I stumbled upon?
Yeah, sure.
I was before you go into that, I was just... I found, like, all these old episodes that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not on the internet, archived, because I pulled some stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And you said that man is going to be world champion one day.
He was.
About Braun Strowman. And this is when he had, I think, like, it was... We were talking about seeing him in that, like, small Florida loop that they would do.
Yeah.
And it was, like his seventh match.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that guy's going to be world champion.
That's right.
And I was like, what, are you nuts? I was like, I don't know. I'm like, he's big. Mm-hmm. He's like, nope, he's going to be world champion.
And he ended up being world champion for, like, 2 days.
For 2 days.
Yeah. I called it. I mean, he's pretty good at that stuff. Not as good as you, though, with Bret Hart. So
I went up to that guy. I went up to Stu, and I'm like, Stu, and I had a cigar in my mouth, and I had my hat, took a big puff. I'm like, that kid over there, he's got it.
He's got it.
I was 6 years old.
I will, Pat, since we're self-flagellating here, I will definitely pat myself on the back with saying, as soon as I saw Hangman in New Japan, I was like, that's the guy.
Yeah, dude, you know what? You said that even before.
Before anything. I was like, anything. That's the guy. And guess what?
He is a guy.
He's the guy. Let's do what Andrew think.
Oh, and what Andrew think.
What Andrew
we
think.
We need a graphic for this.
We do.
Somebody needs to make a graphic for what Andrew think.
AMG, make the shittiest graphic on the planet that just says what Andrew think at some point for the next show. So, what's the difference between Braun Strowman's choo-choo and Claudio Zero uppercut tour? Because
the back this that he does constantly.
But he does it, outside the ring.
Yeah.
And he hits the run,
it's a choo choo. Yeah. Right. It is a choo choo.
So what? Why don't you like the Braun compared to the Claudio? Because I know you like the Claudio.
I don't like people over 6 foot seven running like that.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like big guys running.
Because you can easily get out of their way.
Yeah, he's very slow. Mm-hmm. And they did do a choo-choo sound effect many times. And I think that's what it was. It's not so much that the big dummy's running.
Uh-huh.
It's the choo-choo sound.
Okay.
I don't like it. He's too big. Too big to run.
But it's the same. It's pretty much the same idea in like theory.
I'm not calling him a dummy. I'm talking about... Rich and I made a joke that he's looking for a stable. And he's just trying to find a group of dummies, and that's what he calls them. So and he finds like the worst people to join his stable.
I'm looking for a group of dummies. So it's the same thing in theory, right? Yeah. Braun Strowman, he's choo-chooing everybody four corners outside of the ring. Claudio's uppercutting people four corners outside of the ring, like on the four sides of the ring.
Yeah, it's similar,
right? Yeah, but one does it for you and one doesn't.
One does it for me and one doesn't. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's my AEW bias since I'm on Tony Khan's payroll.
Yeah, dude. Tony Khan sends us these giant cartoony paychecks that are the size of 58-inch TV screens.
All of them, they're signed, but the signature is his dad's curled mustache.
Yeah. And we had to open up a joint account because all they say is to Andrew and Rich.
That's it. There's no last name.
No last name. And it doesn't even have dollar amount. It just says money.
It's unbelievable. That Tony Khan.
Can we get that graphic for that checkup also, MG?
Yeah.
Let's see. I really like that feud. Damage Control Sky Pirates versus Unholy Union. Great. It's War Game season, so we're going to get some cool stuff going forward. The Creed Brothers. Julius Creed, Brutus Creed.
I don't
Chad
like their
Gable.
Name. The I don't
Creed
like their name.
Julius and Brutus?
Julius and Brutus Creed.
Why?
I don't like it.
What was Danny DeVito's name in Twins? The Schwarzenegger was Julius.
What was his name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like they should rename the other Creed brothers.
Whatever Danny DeVito was. Frank Reynolds.
Yeah, Frank Reynolds. Which well,
I did get, you know, that little vignette that they played kind of looked like Frank Reynolds' flag during that game that they play. What was it? What is the game that they play on Always Sunny?
You know, I haven't, I love the show. I'm not very well versed in it.
I've watched that series endless. Mm-hmm. Endless. I can't even tell you how many times I've seen the same episodes.
All right. Let's see. We got the Defeat of the New Day versus Pinfall. How do you feel about this? I honestly thought, like, because there was like a little pause at the end when they were celebrating, I really thought Big E was going to show up.
I'm waiting for him to show up and be like, guys, what's going on?
I hope he's cleared. I hope, like,
man,
you know.
I don't know. It really, like, there's a few moments in wrestling that are, like, that I feel so bad for these
guys. Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a lot, but, like, sometimes, like, if we were talking about Bourdain, right? Like, when Bourdain died, like, it really, like, I was like, ah, man, I was so angry. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so angry. I felt the same for Big E. Like, obviously, I'm so upset, but I was so angry that man got robbed.
Yeah.
Out of probably the best moment of his life, you know? Yeah. He became world champion. He was on this huge upward trajectory. Well-deserved, you know? Like, really well-deserved. So likable.
Yeah, very sad.
And it was, like, I'm waiting for that moment. I hate to get my hopes up, but I'm waiting for that moment for him to come out and be like, yeah, I did some crazy treatment and I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got the main event now.
Can we talk about that vignette video?
Yes.
Who do you think it is?
That's a good question.
Viking Raiders?
Yes. That was my first thought.
But it said war.
Right.
Right? When it, like, I guess the letters meant war. It spelled out war.
Maybe they're coming back as War Machine.
War Raiders.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. War Raiders. That was their name in NXT. I totally forgot. I totally omitted this out of my brain. When they debuted, do you remember what their name was?
In NXT?
In WWE. Main roster. In NXT, there were War Raiders.
They were the Viking Experience.
The Viking Experience.
Yeah.
And everybody was so disgusted by it, they actually reversed.
Just call them War Machine.
You can't do War Machine.
Why not?
Because that's...
Because it's a Kiss song?
It's copywritten.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like Marvel War Machine.
I think it was a Marvel problem. Okay. I think nobody cared when they were on the indies. But...
Interesting. Your main event.
Yeah.
WWE Intercontinental Championship match. Jey Uso, the challenger, defeated Bron Breakker via pinfall.
You saw his cousin?
I got, oh my God, that guy looks like his dad.
He look, and he's 6'2",
yeah.
235.
Big boy.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, big boy.
I hope he shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Another Steiner?
Ooh. How sick would it be if...
His arms are humongous, by the way. If like, he's genetically, he's his father.
He's a genetic freak part two?
He's a genetic freak part two.
2.0. How crazy would it be in wrestling fantasy booking if you get the two sons...
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, he's jacked, dude. You get the two sons of Sting versus the two Steiner cousins.
The Steiner cousins.
Versus the Sting boys.
Oh, man. You know, I love
imagine that.
I don't care. You want to talk about nepotism? I don't care.
Yeah, same
you
right.
know what? If you were a wrestler your entire life, your kids do get a fast track, okay?
Yeah.
You paid dues for mm-hmm. them. Let them. I love seeing the kids do well.
Yes.
I want more children in wrestling.
Sure.
Give me more people's kids.
It's gonna happen.
Yo,
man.
Have you seen Goldberg's son?
It's gonna happen.
Goldberg's son is like
it's big jacked boy now.
Up now. Yeah. Yeah, he's not that chubby kid.
Mm-hmm.
With his shirt ripped off. It was only a couple years ago, dude.
I was gonna say like that's like the weird thing about growing up is like when you're a toddler to when you're 12, you're essentially the same.
Yeah.
Right. And then from 12 to 17, you're like, yo, this dude's like gigantic.
Yeah. Someone said David Batista. Sad. David Batista. Sorry, Dave Benoit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think he would have tremendous troubles.
How do you feel about this win, Jey Uso? First singles title in 14 years.
I'm a little disappointed that the title came off of Braun Breaker so quickly.
I don't know, man. He's so believable that I don't think he needs it.
I don't know.
I'll go out on a limb there.
Maybe they felt that they had... Maybe a little bit more would have been nice, but I have no problem with Jey Uso holding that title. That dude has done tremendous, tremendous stuff. Big splash off the top.
Yeah.
Joe Tessitore was fantastic with the commentary.
Yeah.
This dude, you know what? For a guy that's only been doing this for a couple of weeks, has really understood how to sell those moves.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sure someone's going to be like, you're an effing idiot for doing this comparison. It's like Michael Cole and Morrow in one.
Yes.
You know, because
I agree with that.
Very lively.
I don't think you're an idiot.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He does sound a lot like Michael Cole, which is good because Michael Cole, it's amazing. That guy's done a 180 with his commentary. That guy was buried for years, for over, decades.
By the fans.
By the fans. And then you got to see glimpses of how good he is.
Yeah.
That Japan show was fantastic. Everybody saw how good he is. Mm-hmm. And then when the gloves are off, you know, when it's a little bit more relaxed, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The Pat McAfee stuff revitalized him to a lot of people, and I think Joe Tessitore has seen that, and he's picked it up. I like him.
Yeah.
I hope it works. Sure. I hope it continues to be good.
Yeah, really dug it. Really good feel-good moment
first,
at the end.
First announcer in a long time, like play-by-play guy, that I feel really confident with.
Absolutely. He did not shit the bed at all, and he's going to get better.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Raw.
That was Raw.
Good Raw.
Second episode of SmackDown on USA debuted on Friday.
Yes, it
did. The 9/20 edition. The episode dips under 1.5 million viewers. Now, how is that comparative to a regular SmackDown on Fox?
It's down by at least a half a million, maybe 700,000, depending. You know, but listen, it's gonna be like this for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a fine number. I don't think 1.5 million is bad for them. A 0.45 in the demo, 18 to 49, which is down from the 5.5 from the week prior.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Roman at Georgia Tech to do the Bad Blood deal did 1.1 million views. I'm guessing that's on YouTube, MG. The full match, Kevin Owens and the Street Profits versus the Bloodline, did 640,000 views. That was on YouTube as well. And Kevin Owens and DIY Brawl did 325,000 views.
Interesting. That's very interesting. That Cody Georgia Tech Roman thing was pretty fantastic. I like that a lot.
Yeah, man. You know, and you could tell who's all over that.
Yeah.
You know, you got the drone footage, so you knew. I thought it was really well done.
We got a quick question here from Anthony Cruz in the chat. Do you think Braun is going for Gunther now? I think he's going to win the Rumble.
Braun?
Yeah.
God.
Rumble next year?
Oh, Braun Breaker.
Braun Breaker.
We got to be careful with the Brons.
I think...
You know what? I would...
He's going to win the Rumble at some point. Within the next two or three years.
I'm into that. I'm into him going after Gunther. I just need him to establish more of a presence on TV.
They've been doing a decent job with him.
I want more.
Yeah. I want more too. I wouldn't mind seeing him, Sammy, and Gunther in a three-way also.
Yeah.
That would be a fun little match there. You want to talk about the Vince stuff?
Can I give you something?
Yeah, please. Oh, we got another super chat? Oh, look at this here. Tristan, what is this for? Is this Scott Pilgrim?
Scott Pilgrim, yeah, I ripped his head off.
This is from Trust the Process, $4.99 here. Cody Roman reminded me of you saying WWE is too polished, overproduced, lacked authenticity. They continue veering more away from the essence of wrestling. But I think this is the evolution of what they want wrestling to be.
That is what they've always wanted wrestling to be.
Right?
They want an Emmy, dude. That's what they want. Yeah. They want an Emmy. And that's they're building to that.
They're going to be on Netflix.
Listen, here's the difference, right? You could put on a promo where a crazed man is screaming and bleeding and looking at the camera and yelling about crazy stuff, right? You could have that. Or you could have a well-produced, high-production confrontation like a movie.
Exactly.
What do I prefer? I prefer a crazy man bleeding and screaming at me on the TV. But I still could recognize that this is actually fantastic stuff. This is what WWE does. I don't look at WWE as a professional wrestling company anymore. I see it in a very different light. Mm-hmm. It's wrestling adjacent at this point. It's story-driven wrestling.
It's a road show.
It's a road show. Listen, they're cutting house shows.
Yeah.
Okay, next year, they're cutting it down. And they're going to cut it down more, and they're going to cut it down more. And eventually, it's just going to be a TV production.
Keep these guys healthy. Keep these guys as healthy as possible. So, with that being said, now, WWE doing what they did with that promo. That's the evolution of the promo. We talked about this on Friday. They're setting the bar in an interesting way to get themselves beyond pro wrestling. But at the same time, wouldn't you agree that one of the 10 commandments of wrestling is putting asses in seats?
Yes.
And I feel like that was a great example.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I want to see it again.
You want to see it. You want to see them go. You want to see them team up and you want to see them go at it. They didn't have to do an in-ring segment for that. And I thought it was cool that somebody turned around and said, we can do this way.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see.
So the Vince statement.
Yes, the Vince statement.
Should I read this?
Yeah, read it. So Vince put out a statement on Twitter prior to this documentary that's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
About him. It's a 6-part series on Netflix. Vince put out a tweet, more like a press release, about this. You want to read it?
Sure. I'm not going to do the voice.
Yeah.
I don't regret participating in this Netflix documentary. The producers had an opportunity to tell an objective story about my life and the incredible business I built, which were equally filled with excitement, drama, fun, and a fair amount of controversy and life lessons. Unfortunately, based on an early partial cut I've seen, this doc falls short and takes the predictable path of conflating the Mr. McMahon character with my true self, Vince. The title and promos alone make that evident. A lot has been misrepresented or left out entirely in an effort to leave viewers intentionally confused. The producers use typical editing tricks with out-of-context footage and dated sound bites, etc., to distort the viewer's perception and support a deceptive narrative. In an attempt to further their misleading account, the producers use a lawsuit based on an affair I ended as evidence that I am, in fact, Mr. McMahon. I hope the viewer will keep an open mind and remember that there are two sides to every story.
Man, he sold this for people to watch, huh?
Exactly, exactly. Didn't he try to buy it?
He did try to buy it. So, listen, I'm very curious about this documentary. I'm going into it with no expectation. I said that and someone got very mad. They're like, you guys need to do your research. This is a really bad documentary. I'm like, but listen, I the only reason why I'm saying that is, like, obviously the Janelle Grant stuff is new and it's ongoing.
Also still terrible.
It's also terrible, right? The accusations.
Yeah.
But me as someone that has followed wrestling, am I going to watch it and be like, oh yeah, just that's another Vince McMahon story, right?
Right.
Making Trish bark. I mean, listen, it's all gross. Like, you know, but his thing is it's a TV show. And you know what? TV show characters do some gross things, right? That's his argument here. am I going to watch this and, and just relive, you know, the Attitude Era and everything else that he's done? Or is there going to be new things for me as a wrestling fan that's going to say, oh, my God. I don't know.
Listen, we're all going to watch it.
We're all going to watch it.
I do wish Intern Deegan was here to do his Vince.
Oh, my God.
Which is unbelievable.
It actually is a fantastic Vince McMahon.
It's an amazing Vince McMahon.
That we can't ever do on the air.
You can do half of it. My favorite is when he goes, Shawn Michaels?
Shawn Michaels.
I need to see you in my office right now.
Apparently, the last episode is going to be brutal.
Is it all at once? Are we going to be able to binge this?
3 a.m.
Jeez, 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Yeah.
That's when Netflix releases their documentaries.
No, thank you. I'll be asleep.
3 a.m. So
I'll be getting my 40 winks.
Listen, I don't know. I want this to be fair and open and honest. Yeah. I don't know how it's going to be presented. Because here's the other part, right? We have not seen the final version. We've heard people have seen certain parts of this. I don't know if Netflix is going to turn around and be like, okay, what are we doing here? We're in bed with these people for the next 15 years.
Yeah.
So do we just blow this up?
Right.
You know, like, or do you say like, no, we're making an executive decision here that we're pulling certain things out of this documentary. I don't know if that conversation happened. I think we'll find out tomorrow.
Right. Oh, for sure. Yeah. we got a super chat here from Glassdoor Gamer. I think people forget that WWE is also, hang on, let me put this on the screen. I think people forget that WWE is also a part of the scandal and not just Vince. Curious to see what comes from the SDNY investigation.
I will tell you this. You know, I don't know if they're going to charge him with anything, but I will say this about the Southern District of New York. They don't take cases that they feel they could lose.
Right.
Okay. And you're going to say, well, yeah, of course. Why would a prosecutor, you know, a prosecution take a case that they could lose? Mm-hmm. No, these guys are a 98-99% success rate. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to charge him with anything. I don't know what there is. You know, because they can't get in the he said, she said business. There has to be some hard evidence of abuse.
Yeah.
We're going to see it fold with the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm not doing a comparison there because every case is different. The victims are different.
Well, here's also a pertinent question or statement from the chat. Lady B says, I just think the timing of the doc with the Diddy news is extremely timely.
Yeah.
I think it'll get extra mainstream attention because of Diddy.
I don't know. I'm very curious about that. Will there be mainstream attention? Will this be a funny, like, will there be funny moments like the Tiger King documentary?
I'm sure, again, you don't know anything about this going in because there's so many different multitudes to this where people are expecting a documentary that's lighthearted. People are expecting a documentary that focuses on the brazen character of Mr. McMahon.
Well, no, the expectation now is like, oh, this is going to expose him, right? That's what people are going
into.
That's the other side.
It's also, you know, is this going to expose Vince McMahon? Is this going to show us what a real piece of dirt the guy is? You know, is it going to be a fluff piece? Do they barely touch the stuff, you know?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, what can they... They didn't interview Janelle Grant. They don't have her attorney on. All that they could go based on is the complaint and Vince's response to the complaint. And that is, you can't villainize him based on the complaint.
At this point, I think you and I and most of the people watching us right now will watch it out of morbid curiosity.
I'm very curious. I'm very curious if they're going to do an honest story or they're going to do a fluff piece or they're going to really attack them. I don't know.
It would be wild if it was just like a real 6-part expose.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
This is a super chat from Preston.
Yeah.
Do you know how AEW Australia tick sales are going? Went on sale weeks ago, but seen zero ticks sold update. From the looks of the seat map, it doesn't look too hot.
I don't know. I have no idea. Did WrestleTix put anything out?
That's one for WrestleTix, right?
Yeah, that's a good question for WrestleTix.
You did mention a few weeks ago of AEW maybe not being the strongest market in Australia.
I don't know how that market is for mm-hmm. them, you know, yeah. and that's not a destination place.
Right.
You know, that's a very difficult place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another planet.
Yes.
Past the moon.
That's why they sent all the prisoners there.
I don't know how they'll do in Australia. I don't know if, like, they have a guarantee, you know, mm-hmm. with whoever is helping with this, mm-hmm. that they're going to fill the venue up. I don't know anything about that deal. Sorry, I can't help you. But, I mean, let me see. Does WrestleTix have anything? Mm-hmm. I'll look it up while you continue.
Should we go into the Tony Khan thing?
Yeah.
All right. Tony Khan, the plan is to do a lot of things potentially with the Max streaming service. In a statement with WFAN, Tony said, "The plan is, I think, to do a lot of things potentially with Max. That can involve a variety of things. We have the shows on TBS and TNT and how they're available now. Dynamite, Collision, Rampage, pay-per-views, everything is on the table. I'm really excited to have TBS and TNT as a partner for all the great things we do. For the pay-per-views, for sure, we've had great conversations about streaming.
Yeah.
We've been doing it on Bleacher Report. They are sunsetting Bleacher Report. We're going to be doing our pay-per-views on other apps. You can get the pay-per-views on other places for now. We're working on some exciting announcements about where to get those and what's going to come to Max. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I can promise you I'm 100% confident that you're going to have AEW on TBS and TNT for a long time to come." Great. This is after telling Busted Open last week that he's 100% certain the relationship between AEW, TBS, and TNT is here to stay.
By the way, Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m., I will be on Busted Open Radio.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Cool. Are you doing it with Bubba?
I don't know if Bubba's there, but I know Denise is hosting, and I think very maybe cool. Mark.
Very Henry. Cool. Very cool. I think you should show up as, was it? Dick grabs you, the time stab you.
Max. Max Dick, Cocker, the time cocker. Oh,
not Dick Grabber, the time stabber.
Not Dick Grabber, the time stabber. He puts these on. He's a future man.
I want to. Oh, yeah. Can you please show up on Busted Open as that guy? Just handing pizza pies to everybody.
I'm from the future. Check out Domino's in the future.
So, did you find out about the tickets?
No, I cannot find it.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, sorry.
So, Tony Khan, man, this guy's saying we're here to stay.
Yeah, I mean, they are. It's done. Mm-hmm. It's done.
It's done, baby.
It's done. I think right now it's in the hands of marketing and PR and announcing it. That's really what we're at.
Can I make a confession?
Yeah.
All those accounts on Twitter,
are you?
Sorry, X, that come after you because of the WBD Max thing.
It's all you.
It's me, dude.
I knew it.
I set up 300 burners. And all I do is
I do feel like it is one guy with 300 burners. He's like, "Oh, this client doesn't know anything.
This guy's been saying this for 3 years.
What executive is what is he doing? Calling executives and talking to them?
Come on.
It's wild.
Spider-Man.
Ooh, is he Spider-Man?
These all the comments I read on your thing are like from the bozo thugs from the 60s Spider-Man cartoon.
That's exactly what they're like.
You know?
Oh, exactly what is this guy's like. Been saying this for 3 years, boss?
Andrew Zarian, this guy don't know nothing. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready for tomorrow?
I'm ready for tomorrow.
Ready for tomorrow? I don't think you are. I have that beautiful picture I took of you last year.
It's happening again. It's happening again.
Where you were like, "Oh, is that my face?"
No, that face will not happen this time.
I don't want that face to happen again. I want you to be like super happy and engaged.
I'm going to get there like around 5 o'clock.
To Ebbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to get immediately wasted. Because I ain't drinking. I want you to get like effed up, dude. And I'll carry you wherever you want.
You
want
to carry me?
I will carry you like this.
Just love it.
You can fall asleep in my arms like the Pieta. Just like one arm dangling. Put those Brett sunglasses on. Oh, Alex can carry you. He's a big strong boy.
Alex is a big strong boy.
Yeah.
He is a big strong boy. All right. AEW Dynamite. Grand Slam. AEW World Tag Team Championship. The Young Bucks against Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher. Could they take it?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Darby Allin, AEW World Title Shot match, opportunity match. Jon Moxley versus Darby Allin. The winner will get a title shot. I'm guessing at the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing Moxley wins this and then beats Danielson.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe. AEW Women's Champion Mariah May against Yuka Sakazaki. Did I do it right?
You did it, man.
I did it. You know, that I was great with Japanese last names until I hit 40. And now, I'm an out of touch white guy that can't pronounce any name that has one too many syllables. What is that, a vowel at the end?
And now you're turning into the thugs from the Spider-Man cartoon.
Hey, boss, you believes it?
Hey, boss, who's this lady's
Japanese
name?
The Japanese guy has a vowel in the end.
Yuka something or other?
Yuka something? Bryan Danielson, Nigel McGuinness. If Bryan is able to compete.
Imagine if like they just come out and they're like,
sorry,
Bryan Danielson is unable to compete and it's Nigel McGuinness versus like a Turnbuckle Dan.
Oh,
or like, man. Nigel just goes, okay, I'm just going to sit back down.
That's good.
Do me like commentary.
That. I like that. That's good. I like that, Nigel. Prince Nana to provide an update on Swerve Strickland. FTW Championship. Hook versus Roderick Strong.
I'm looking forward to that. New York loves Hook.
Yeah, and apparently, again, once again, on this timesheet, Prince Nana gives an update on Swerve Strickland. So we got it twice, apparently, according to our producer.
I think he's just really excited about Prince Nana.
I think Prince Nana should come out after every match and do the same update.
I think because we make MG, our producer, dance every Friday for money, and Prince Nana dances, he's like, that's my guy. He dances. I dance.
We should bring him, and he could just... You know what I want to see? Mm. I want to bring him, and I want him to storm the ring.
MG? Yeah. MG. Don't mention that word in front of him.
Oh, I can't. I can't.
I mean, that guy's been on the lam for, what, 2.5 years?
About 2.5 years.
They haven't caught him.
AW Collision Grand Slam. MXM Collection.
This is the collision part.
Every time I see them on the TV... Right, I see Mason Madden and Mansoor. I'm like, oh, it's me and Rich.
They're doing deep innuendo now, which is the best.
I love them. I love this gimmick. You know who doesn't care for it? Dave Meltzer.
Really?
Yeah. He does not like this gimmick. They unveil what they did to Max Caster's jacket. Tornado match. The conglomeration. Mark Briscoe, Kyle O'Reilly, and Orange Cassidy versus the Learning Tree. Chris Jericho, Big Bill, and Brian Keith. Saraya rules match. Do you know what the rules are?
They went down the list and it was pretty funny.
Saraya can do whatever she wants and Jamie has to follow the rules.
Yeah.
AEW Continental Title Eliminator, Okada versus Sammy Guevara.
So, let me tell you something.
I'm not going to be there for that match.
I'm praying to the booking gods. And if anybody's listening, if you guys could put that match on at like 10:30, I'd be very happy because I want to leave after that match.
Okay.
You know, I like to leave things early. Sorry, guys.
The camera broke. It did not like you saying that. You don't want to see... Oh, you know why? It got hot.
I do want to see...
You talk.
I would love to see... Like, this is long. This is going to be a 4 or 5 hour night. You know, we're going to be hanging out with people. We're going to be meeting people, et cetera, et cetera. I might have to drive to Boston the next day. So I'm trying to get out of there at an opportune time for this little boy to get some Betty Bye.
The cutest little.
The cutest little boy doing the best little dance, asking the greatest little questions at all the great little scrums.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
No scrum tomorrow, right?
No scrum tomorrow.
Oh, drat.
Oh, drat. I don't have to wait till 5 a.m. So you did the Lumberjack match, the Jeff Jarrett Lumberjack match?
No, Okada, Sammy Guevara, I'm hyped for it. Lumberjack strap match, Hangman Page versus Jeff Jarrett. Holy shit, I hope this is on earlier than I think it is, because I want to see that match so effing bad.
I want to see Jeff Jarrett come out.
Yeah.
I that's all I want. That's all I want. All I need is Jeff Jarrett in my life.
The funny thing about pro wrestling is that it could be presented to you as a sport, right?
Yeah.
But it's really not. It's a TV show. You know why? Because when you go to a sport, when you go to a Met game, let's say me and you go to a Met game that starts at 1:00.
Yeah.
Both of us pray that it ends at 2:30.
Yes.
Because give me quick innings.
Give me in and out. I want to be in and out. I don't want this to be a whole thing.
Right. Give me quick innings, and then we'll get out of here.
How about those Mets?
Vicky was at that game.
Was she?
Yeah. Incredible. She had a great time. I was so burned out that day, I couldn't go on Sunday. But yeah, wild. Wild time.
Wild.
So, Lucha Libre 3-Way Hologram versus the Beast Mortos versus Dralistico. Are you Hologram?
I am Hologram, but I'm also Beast Mortos.
Oh, shit. If the reveal was that Andrew Zarian was Beast Mortos, I would do a backflip right out the window.
That's what I would want to say.
I would do a backflip out the window into a speedboat.
And we're going to do Q&As for 15 minutes. But let's hold up on this.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do...
Bartley, we're going to address your...
I want to go through Bad Blood and then we'll go right through it. Bad Blood. Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu.
Great.
WWE Women's World Championship, Dominic Mysterio hanging over the cage in a shark cage.
That's pro wrestling.
This came out on the show, on Raw. Love it. Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley. Dominic Mysterio. Damian Priest versus Finn Balor.
Great.
You got a Hell in a Cell match with CM Punk and Drew McIntyre.
Great. Hope that's
when
nice
was the last
bloody.
Hell in a Cell he had? Punk.
Punk? Ooh.
What was the last Hell in a Cell he was in?
Did he have a Hell in a Cell match?
Yeah.
He did? No, that wasn't a Hell in a Cell. Triple H Undertaker was Hell in a Cell.
No, maybe that was a Hell in a Cell. I don't remember.
Pretty confident it was.
I don't remember much from that era.
I was WrestleMania 30.
No. Was
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Their WrestleMania match was WrestleMania 30.
Right, Ryback. MG? Ryback was a Hell in a Cell.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that's the one that the Shield showed up. Remember? The lights went off and nobody knew what was going on.
That was Extreme Rules.
That was a bad... Oh, that was Extreme Rules.
Yeah, that was Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
Regardless, you have Punk versus Drew in a Hell in a Cell. That's going to be fun.
And
man.
You got Nia versus nothing is officially announced.
Turnbuckle Ann.
All right, Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat, and we will do our best to answer them.
Guys, Bartley Blackman has a question here. Great name.
Great name.
Something that's been bugging me is the disappearance of Pyro on AEW TV. Any idea if it will be coming back once the deal is announced? Do you think Warner Bros. Discovery is holding them back on Pyro?
I don't know why we don't have Pyro. Have we gotten it on the pay-per-views?
Yeah, like, no fireworks, guys.
Maybe some buildings don't allow it. I think less and less buildings are allowing it.
I'm surprised that they do Pyro at Arthur Ashe. Hey, I'm black again.
You're black again. You're gone. I don't know what's going on here.
That's all right.
It was fine.
You want to jiggle it a little bit?
Yeah, I will jiggle it. All right, you keep reading, and I'll scream over.
So Arthur Ashe last year, we had, I'll never forget this moment. You, myself, and Alex were sitting together, and as soon as that opening pyro hit at Arthur Ashe for Grand Slam, the three of us were like, did you just shit your pants? It was like pants-shittingly loud and abrupt. And I'm also surprised that they're allowed to do pyro in that building.
Because it's a soft top.
Yeah, it's a soft top. You'd think one of them little sparklies would get up there.
I don't know. I guess they are. I mean, is it... Yeah, the pyro's allowed, but the fireworks aren't, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. That's a good question, though. I think it's some venues that don't allow it, but also maybe they're pulling back on stuff like that.
Cut back a little bit on it. But I feel like you need... I think at one point, everybody was getting pyro on AEW.
Yeah, everybody got a big entrance. Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, let's scale it back a little bit. This is from Tekken Sports. Any idea on AEW streaming deal negotiations in India? Please, Andrew, give an update regarding
I have
the
nothing.
Same.
I asked and I have not been, nobody's answered me.
Mora says only Darby gets the pyro now.
Darby only gets the pyro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's a question from me. First time, long time.
Yeah.
Do we see any returns tomorrow night at Grand Slam?
I don't know, but talking about returns, did you see that Kenny posted that he was in Japan getting clothing for work?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Do we see Kenny Omega tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I would love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be fantastic for him to come back. And it's a big show, you know?
It's a very big show. The New York show is always big. Do you feel confident about this card?
For the show?
Yeah. It's a tight card for a two-hour show, and we're going to get long matches.
We're getting 4 hours. Yeah. It's 4 hours for the night, so I don't... Mm-hmm. I have not heard of any big surprises, you know, so I can't... unless it's, like, really well-kept, but I think it's just going to be a good wrestling show.
I think the Bucks are going to drop the titles to Ospreay.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Ooh, we got a couple more supers here.
Yeah.
This is from Slim Reaper. You're starting a new promotion, but can only sign guys who never won gold. First three signings.
Any gold or world titles?
Charles Barkley.
Okay. Charles Barkley.
Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing.
Allen Iverson.
And Allen Iverson. That's my
team. I don't think Allen Iverson got it. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know. Who can I sign that hasn't gotten any, like, you mean a world title?
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Top three guys who never won gold. First three, but you have to clarify, Slim Reaper. Is it the world title or is it any gold? Because, you know, there's a lot of IC
everybody,
champs.
See, here's the problem. Everybody gets a title now.
Yes.
Like, everybody that I'm thinking of has had some sort of title. Non-gold, I would do definitely, you know, non-world title, I would definitely go Will Ospreay.
Okay.
I would go Braun Breaker.
Okay.
And
build your entire promotion.
And you know what? Big Bill.
That's a good one. That's a good one. It's tough because you want to, you have to think about
way better picks out there.
Yeah. Too. You have to think about these rosters and, you know, does the NXT championship count as gold? Does the TNA and Ring of Honor championship count as gold?
Oh, you know, God.
Are you getting beamed? Oh, are you getting information
Tony's
beamed at
in my
you?
Head? He's talking to me. Oh, get away.
With Tony Danza or Tony?
It's always Tony Danza.
Hey, Andrew, what are you doing?
Angela.
Angela.
Samantha.
Don't forget
Mona.
It.
Mona.
Don't forget, Andrew. You got to take Mona out to dinner tonight. I can't make it.
That'll be a great episode that I sub in. Him and Mona are going out to dinner. He can't make it.
Absolutely.
And she's stood up. So I got to go have dinner with Mona.
We're still on Slim Reaper's question here.
Yeah.
So I kind of want him to follow up and tell us, like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that, dude?
He left. He's out of here.
He's gone. We'll come back to it. That's tough because you want to do your New Japan guys, but all the guys you like, you know what? Takeshita.
You know what? Great.
Takeshita.
Daniel Garcia.
Great.
Okay. You know what? And the Outrunners.
The Outrunners?
Outrunners.
I would go Chad Gable. Also, I'd put him in there.
Chad Gable's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good. We answered
the question. No gold of any kind.
Okay. So Takeshita.
That was the pick.
That's
yeah,
it. Takeshita and the Outrunners.
Yeah, Takeshita and the Outrunners. That's what I'm picking.
That also sounds like such a great band name.
Who's the greatest wrestler to never hold a title like that in a main company?
Like the big belt? Scott Hall.
Any belt.
Oh. That's tough.
Any belt.
Piper never had
an IC belt and a tag title.
No, like any belt. That's tough, man. That would be the ultimate worker, the ultimate mechanic.
Like,
right?
Who's the best guy to never hold any titles?
Hmm. Very tough. Buddy Matthews. No, he's had the Trios belt.
Yeah, there's a lot of those guys.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
Malachi. Is he?
He's held titles.
But I'm saying, like, not the big.
Not the big one.
Yeah. All right. CBD's nuts. Catching up.
Great name.
Catching up on the stream right now, but do not tell CM Punk about your joint bank account.
It's going to get very mad.
Rich and Andrew, and it just says money. That's how much we get from Tony Khan because he's paying us.
Jake Roberts has never held. Yeah, Jake Roberts never held the IC title. We never said that he did. Jake Roberts, did he hold any title?
I want to say IC title.
Okay, you know what? He never held the IC.
Okay.
Yeah, Jake Roberts, he would be one. He never held the title.
Jake Roberts' title wins.
I know. In Mid-South, maybe he had something.
He was world-class TV champ, NWA TV champ. Yeah. Wow, interesting. Okay. Yeah, nothing.
Nothing on the big companies.
No, really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we got here? Can you explain the Megan Bain AEW situation?
What is the Megan Bain AEW situation? That's a Sean question. What is the situation?
That is a Sean question.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good Sean question.
Is there a holdup in her contract?
I have no idea.
I can give some insight on this.
She was in Stardom.
I'm on the air.
All right, you give me some insight then.
So basically, she was in Stardom but they sent her to Stardom to get some more reps for an AEW. And since then, I guess they ended the contract. So now she's not going there. She's been working some indies, but I don't think she signed with AEW anymore. That's what okay. I know.
Was Sean knows more.
I've heard him talk about that.
Sean okay. is the one that's on top of that. Sorry, I couldn't help you with that.
MG, do you super chat Sean like every day? All right. Let's see what else we got here. Iverson only won the bronze, so he's allowed.
He's allowed.
Yeah. Well, Barkley and Ewing won gold, but not they don't have a ring. No gold of any kind. Okay. Joel Pearl, Jake Snake's the answer. Barry Horowitz. There we go. Brian Knight, ask Beyond the Bell. If AEW on Max is successful, could we see more streaming services take a chance on TNA, MLW, etc.? As affordable content, especially since WWE's next streaming deal will cost a lot.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it depends on what they measure success with. Are those numbers going to be released? I think TNA is interesting because they're kind of locked into their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll ever go anywhere else. MLW is fascinating to me because they got that $20 million from that
yes
lawsuit. I don't know what they're doing. I think MLW more would have an opportunity because they're not kind of locked into their owners mm-hmm. on a channel, but right. I don't know. I hope it's all successful. I hope everybody does well.
Same here. Yeah. We're it's talk about peaks and valleys of wrestling. We've talked about this on all the programs that we go on. Peaks and valleys. We're approaching a peak. I think we're on the way up.
I think we are on the way up. Yeah.
We're not there yet, yeah. but it's like, it's climbing.
I mean, we were up and then it's settled for a little, but I think it's going up a little bit more.
And I hate to say this, you know why I feel like we're headed towards that peak?
Why?
Because people like to hate on a good thing. And now more than ever, there is so much online toxicity towards pro wrestling and pro wrestling fandom that, you know what? They got something here.
People I think they definitely want to talk about it. People want to talk about it. Yeah. And it's very, people are actively talking about it.
For good or for worse. Yeah. And it's most of the time it's for worse. But people are actively talking about pro wrestling, you know. Let's see here. Despite the love hate, is from Tekken Sports. Despite the love hate relationship between CM Punk and Tony Khan, can we get CM Punk inducted into a potential AEW Hall of Fame?
I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, he should definitely, if there is a Hall of Fame, him, Danielson, Sting, these are all people.
Potential Hall of Famers. Sting's going to go in first.
Sting would have to go be the first inductee.
I would also say don't do the Hall of Fame until you reach year 10 at least, or 12.
Yeah, wait, you gotta wait. There's no Hall of Fame, right? You know, if you've only been there for 4 years or right. you've been wrestling for five, you know, like, listen, Darby's fantastic, but he's been around since, what, 2016?
Right.
You know, do you put him in a Hall of Fame next year? No, probably not.
Give it like 12 years or even 15 years.
Yeah, maybe 15. 15 maybe
years, then you can be like.
Brody Lee would be the first inductee. You know what?
That's perfect. Yeah, that's great. Great. Will McLean. Let's see.
Will McLean. Great name. Great movie. Great actor. Will McLean.
Preston 004 adds on to the Megan Bain thing. Why she hasn't been working on AEW TV in the U.S. despite looking so good overseas and like a future star?
I don't know.
It might be a contract thing. It might just be like a health thing. You know, you never know.
I have no idea.
Tekken Sports, Eric Bischoff claims Warner owns 30% of AEW. Is that true, Andrew?
I've said what I've said about this.
Yeah. Gotta look in the archives.
Yeah, I've said what I've said.
Gotta look in the archives.
I don't know if that number is accurate, but...
Yeah.
I had a conversation with Eric about that.
Yes, I remember you calling me about that. Oops. Do Roman and Cody politic onto the Netflix Raw roster?
I mean, I'm assuming that they would probably want them there for a while, you know? Because that Netflix thing is a big deal. They're potentially there for 20 years. Either 5 on the low end or 20 on the high end. I mean, they're going to be there for a long time.
Yeah. Why is there not enough pyro from Pile Driver Finisher?
What was it? What was the question?
Why is there not enough pyro?
Why isn't there enough? Maybe there's a shortage.
You know what? There might be a shortage of pyro.
You know what? 4th of July at my house.
Ate them up.
There was a lot of pyro.
Oh my God. I'm very happy that everybody's okay.
And any other party that we have, apparently.
That is true. Let's see. Brian Knight asked Beyond the Bell, in your opinion, will Danny Garcia stay with AEW or sign with WWE? I think he needs an excursion.
Okay, so he goes to WWE. What do they do with him?
NXT.
Yeah, obviously
has
NXT.
A good run in NXT.
He goes after Ethan Page.
Yeah.
Loses to Ethan.
You think so?
Ethan is a much better talker.
Good run in NXT. I think a guy like that needs an excursion. I think he needs to go and come back.
Or maybe he's staying and they elevate him in a different way. I don't know what you could do with him.
They used all the pyro on Ricky Starks' Owen Hart victory celebrations.
Yeah, I think that they ran out, dude. It's all over.
Ricky Starks in the neighborhood. Signing at
he was Ultimate, he was at the Wrestling Universe over the weekend on
now,
Sunday.
Does that mean he shows up in some capacity on Wednesday tomorrow?
He was here on Sunday.
In town, he's hanging out. He's visiting that old Sheraton down in Flushing.
He's at the Sheraton in Flushing,
if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean, boys. Let's see. Is Bobby Lashley confronting Prince Nana?
No, he's not.
The Ed Toro, Lucha Brothers are still under AEW contract and Tony Khan still re-signed them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a bunch of negotiation, right?
Yeah. They're negotiating with a bunch of people right now. There's a lot of negotiations happening.
I find that very fascinating too. Again, we're
people
on
to
that.
Come in, people to re-sign.
Yep. We're on that rise. Do we see Adam Copeland tomorrow?
Too early.
Do we see Christian tomorrow? Christian's
his last match was World's End, right?
Last year, yeah.
Last year.
So
is
months.
That when? No, or was it Forbidden Door? When did he crack his foot?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was the Gangrel appearance.
Yeah, so when was his last one? It was, what was this? His last match was 5/26/24.
Double or nothing.
Oh, it was double or nothing. Yeah.
Okay. So 4 months. So,
not enough time.
4 or 5 months?
All right. Yeah.
I'm pumped for the show tomorrow, man. It's going to be good.
I don't know why I keep thinking that happened at World's End.
Same here.
I don't know why. It's so weird.
Because we were there?
Because we were there, yeah.
You're like, I was there the night.
I saw it. I saw when he jumped. Mm-hmm. If you told me I was there, I would believe you. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, we were there. We were double or nothing. Oh, yeah, we were there.
You want to do, like, another one?
Yeah, can I pitch another character for you for the show? For In the Weeds?
Yeah.
Dick Tugger Time Hugger. Yeah.
Dick Tugger.
These are the ones that are just making me laugh.
That's fantastic. Joel goes, Rich, stop it.
Never. Let's see. Ooh, we got one here for $1.99. Cody ever returns to AEW, or is he now a WWE lifer? Never say never.
Never say never. I think if the opportunity is right, he will go.
But he would show up as the biggest MF-er on the planet.
You know what?
Right?
But here's the thing, right? Okay. Yeah. So great. Let's talk about this. His contract ends, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, I think he's used to that lifestyle. The WWE lifestyle is very different, especially if you are the man, right? You get all the amenities.
Absolutely. You get your bus.
Yeah.
Get all the good stuff.
I would say that they would have to throw a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you gave him a short-term contract with a lot of money, that would do some real big business for you.
Cody retirement tour?
Nah, I think he's going to be there for a long time. Yeah.
Cody's very young, too. He's
younger than me.
He's not even 40 yet.
I think he is. Is he?
No, I think he's 37, maybe 38.
39. He's born in 85. Okay. Yeah, he's a year younger.
So, yeah, he's going to be there for a while. And plus, the longevity of wrestlers now so far exceeds the longevity of wrestlers from like 20 years ago.
Yeah. These guys are doing cryotherapy and PRP and stem cells and all this stuff.
They're cloning themselves.
They're cloning themselves.
It's like the 6 day all the time. Especially at the WWE offices.
Yeah.
There's been like 6 Romans already.
People don't even realize it.
Cody claimed he was going to retire and run for Georgia Senate.
I don't know. I don't know if he wants to do that.
Cody comes back to finally break his stupid self-enforced rule.
That was, you know, I have to tell you, I never understood that stupid, stupid thing.
He said it himself where he's like, I don't know why I did that.
So stupid.
Yeah. Let's see. In honor of Brian Knight, in honor of the trailer for Ryan Coogler's vampire movie, Sinners, dropping, it looks awesome. Will we ever see another vampire wrestling gimmick? Time Kaya versus Iho de Gangrel.
And I get bit. Yeah. And I get bit, and then I turn into a vampire.
You get bit on the dick.
Oh, boy. The Time Cocker. That's not good. Do you know what he calls his fans? The boners.
I like that.
Where
my boners at? You should yell that tomorrow at the arena. Where my boners at?
All right, we got to wrap.
All right, we're going to wrap it up, guys.
Is there one more? And we'll wrap.
Let's see. They're cloning Ernest the Cat. They're cloning the Junkyard Dogs.
Give me one really good one.
Yeah.
They're cloning. That is it. You know what? I got to end it on that one.
Yeah.
They're cloning the Ernest the Cats. They're cloning the Junkyard Dogs.
Cloning everybody.
They're cloning everybody.
Cloning us.
That was the best. That made my day. Thank you, everybody. This was a blast. We'll see you all next week. Hey, we will see some of you at Arthur Ashe Stadium tomorrow. If you see us, come and say hello. We're very friendly, except Rich. He bites.
Oh, I bite.
He's the biter. Where are we going to be?
We're going to be at Ebb's Brewery. It is near, it's attached to City Field.
Yeah.
It's around the corner from City Field. I forgot where it is, but it's publicly accessible in the building. Ebb's Brewery, just look it up. It's easy to get to from the LIRR. If you're parking somewhere near it, you can meet us there. If you're taking the 7 train also from the city or from Flushing, you can also meet us there. We'll be there starting at 4:00. At least Alex and I will be there. Andrew's going to be there. I think our buddy Kyle is going to be there. Bob, our financier, is going to be there.
Robert Rowe, New York City financier, will be there.
And
And also Sean's coming to the show.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And I believe Joel Pearl also.
I don't think Joel's coming.
Not Joel.
Joel.
Did I say Joel?
You said Joel Pearl.
I read his name. So sorry.
Who did you think?
Yeah.
Who were you thinking of?
John Alba.
John Alba. Yeah. Guys, if you're listening, John Alba, Sean, come and hang out at Ebb's with us for a little bit.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to punch John Alba right in the balls.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. I'm going
to
punch him right in the dick. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. Good night, everybody.
Ball puncher, time cruncher.
Yeah. Ball puncher, time cruncher.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.